You already know that I love to tell stories. And usually when I tell a story, I tell it all the way from the beginning to the end. But we're going to start a story today, one of my favorite stories in all the world. It's from the Bible, from the book of Ruth, and it's a story about a woman named Ruth, but about a lot of other characters as well. But I'm not going to tell it from the beginning to the end. I'm going to tell a piece this week and a piece next week and a piece the following week all the way through this season of Lent. So, if you can, I'd love for you to be here for every Sunday, and you'll get another part of the story each Sunday that you come. Now, the book of Ruth begins a long, 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 long time ago. And it takes place in Bethlehem. I bet if you know anything about Bethlehem, you know that Jesus was born in Bethlehem, right? Well, this is in that same town a long, long, long time before Jesus. And there was a woman named Naomi and a man named Elimelech. And they were living in a city that was supposed to have plenty of food. But then it stopped raining for 1 year, and then 2 years, and then 3 years. And pretty soon, all the crops that grew just withered immediately. And the dirt cracked and dried. They had to find someplace else to go. Well, they went to a place called Moab. Now, this might seem a little bit strange to the people in this story and the people who heard this story first, because you see, in the Bible, it says that if they allow their children to marry someone from Moab, then those children would not be a part of the family for 10 generations. That means that applies to their children, their grandchildren, their great-grandchildren, their great-great-grandchildren, their great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grand, you know what I mean, for 10 generations, okay? Which means they would never be considered a part of the family. And yet that's exactly what happens. Now, if you want to hear the rest of the story, I'll be telling the rest of the story in the sermon, and then in next week's sermon and the next week's sermon. So I hope you'll continue to listen, because Ruth is one of my favorite stories in all the world. And I bet after you hear it, it'll be one of yours too. Let's pray. Thank you, God, for giving us these stories. Thank you for giving us women like Ruth. Thank you for helping them become our stories and these characters become our friends. We hope that we can be the kind of people you want us to be. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you all for coming down. Thank you. How nice. That's beautiful. Thank you.